Well, we are here at the German Christmas market, and gotta say, feeling the beer in a good way. It's a good. I'm joined again by Greta, who's the president of this. It's an incredible ambiance. It's got such character as well. So we've got the little tents where people can warm up as well. You've got some fireplaces. There's music. We were just in the BMW
Chalet Alpin.
We were there, and there was somebody playing, you know, the piano, keyboard. Mm-hmm. You could have a meal there. You can really make an entire afternoon and evening out of this, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, how many exhibitors and how many booths do you have for these people to sell their goods?
It's 52 booths this year. And then you have the bigger stands like the Chalet, that's a part, the Winterbar Lufthansa,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Which as you saw, which was very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was playing accordion. And you know, that's not somebody that we hired, no? That's the father of the guy who does the sledges.
Right, yes.
So,
And we've got pictures.
A lot of people
of...
just participate, you know, like a community event.
So you've got a group of, you said it's volunteers that puts this together. And puts
a lot
it together
of volunteers work here, yes. Mm-hmm. And our group is all volunteers,
Right. So does this get bigger every year? Because it's sort of spread out to a couple of different locations where, you know, we cross the street at one point. Do you get bigger or is it just fine the way it is? What's happening in the future, would you say? Where do you see this going in the next couple of years?
You know, our vision is, you know, it's not too big, because our vision is that this market really drives people or brings people to Quebec in the winter time, because it's very, very popular in the old city of Quebec. It's very popular in the summer. But in the winter, it's sort of people see to, I don't know, do the ski-doo and... But the old city is so beautiful. Now, you look at this weather, but this winter is crazy. It's like not normal. It's warm nearly. So it's amazing just to walk around. There's so much to see. Look at the view that you have around you. The Edifice Price and then the Chateau Frontenac over there. And you feel like in Europe, don't you?
It's a very European feeling, yeah. We've got, and there's some furry friends beside us. We've got some dogs walking by right now.
We
enjoying.
Have given them the sausage that was left over.
But so definitely there's so many different tastes. I know we had, our hot beverage, we had our beer, we had, you know, and what the great thing about going through the market with you is people are handing us gifts. We're just getting things from these booths that they're very welcoming and they're very hospitable.
They all know I love food.
So, and since we've been here, you've spent how much money just in the hour that we've been walking through the market? You've bought
$5 for the maroons. Well, you know, we got the free beer.
Oh, that's true. Right. When you know the right people, when you're hanging with the right people. So again, quebec.jbonair.com for pictures of the market as we're literally walking and talking through the market right now. And just the visuals as nighttime has fallen now, going on about almost 6 o'clock in the evening.
Beautiful.
The lights, again, quebec.jbonair.com. You know, it's only pictures that we're showing you, but it doesn't do it justice. You really do need to come and check this out. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get back to the music, and we might have one more segment from the market right after this. Merry Christmas, everybody.